It is this gospel passage which led our local football team to choose Zacchaeus as their patron saint, for it mentions in there that he was a chief tax collector. In the gospel today, my brothers and sisters, Zacchaeus humbles himself. He is a rich and powerful man. And yet, in his longing and desire to see Jesus, he humbles himself and climbs a tree like a child. Can't think of any more obvious way to draw attention to the fact that you're short than to climb a tree in order to see. Zacchaeus humbles himself, and something extraordinarily beautiful happens. What was Jesus' itinerary for the day? Did you see it in the first line? Jesus came to Jericho, and his intention was to pass through the town. That is Jesus' itinerary. That is the itinerary of God. But then all of a sudden, God meets a humble gesture. And God changes his plans for the day. Do you realize that? God changes his plans for the day. And it's not just like you know what? Zacchaeus, come down. I think I want to hang out with you. Jesus says, come down quickly, for today I must stay at your house. I looked it up in the Greek, the word must is there. I must stay at your house. Do you see who we are to God? Now, we might not see it in ourselves. That's fine. But God sees it. God recognizes it. God changed his plans because one of his sons humbled himself before him. Everything changed in that moment. And Jesus, in his invitation for Zacchaeus to come down, and the invitation for Jesus to stay in his home, Jesus is expressing his love for him. What happens to Zacchaeus? In receiving that gift of love, the humility leads to Jesus giving love in a very real way, expressing it in a real way, so much so that others grumble and complain. And Zacchaeus has a transformation moment. His actions are now going to flow from this encounter of love with Jesus. If I have frauded anyone anything, I shall repay them four times over. Half of everything I own, I'm going to give to the poor. Do you think Zacchaeus could have said all of those things before he encountered Jesus? Do you think that that was on Zacchaeus' itinerary for the day? Humility, merciful love, transformation. What a beautiful little reading we have today. May we have the courage to follow the example set by Zacchaeus. Amen.